President Donald Trump contends that a, quote, great red wave of Republican voters will help him carry Wisconsin in next Tuesday's election. Trump spoke last evening at a rally in West Salem near La Crosse. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach was there and has this report.
Public opinion polls show Trump trailing Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden in Wisconsin by between 5 and 9 percentage points. But Trump says he has help on the way if his supporters get out and vote.
Gotta get out. This is a thing you gotta do. Just remember the great red wave.
Trump says he's behind in some polls because some of his backers don't talk to pollsters.
There are a lot of hidden votes out there. I don't know if I'm supposed to be complimented by that or not, but they're hidden votes. They don't want to talk. See, they are all action, right? They call that all action.
Trump's plan to activate what he says are his silent supporters continues to be to attack critics of his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic and to downplay the severity of the coronavirus. He told a few thousand people at a motor speedway that next week's election offers a clear choice on the future of the U.S. economy.
It's a choice between a Trump boom or a Biden lockdown. Let's lock it all down. And by the way, speaking of lockdowns, let's get your governor to open it up. Let's get him to open it up.
That governor is Tony Evers, who announced yesterday that 64 more people in the state have died of COVID-19, a one-day high, and the state also announced a new one-day record in confirmed cases of the virus, with more than 5,200. The president also commented on another development this week, the U.S. Supreme Court decision that said absentee ballots have to be returned to Wisconsin polling places by election day and not by up to 6 days later.
We had a great ruling right here. We had a great ruling, right? Yeah. Supreme Court said, nope, that's your date. It's called November 3rd. That's your date, right?
During the rest of Trump's hour-long speech, he repeated his campaign themes that the 2019 federal tax cut was good for the nation, and that he'll protect gun ownership and oppose abortions, and that former Vice President Biden isn't mentally healthy enough to be elected. The Biden campaign shot back yesterday on a conference call with Wisconsin reporters that included former Republican Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona. Flake says he's still a conservative, but explained his recent endorsement of Biden by saying the Democrat wants to preserve the institutions of democracy.
There is nothing more conservative than wanting to preserve those institutions, like the freedom of the press, like, you know, separation of powers, like the independence of the judiciary.
And La Crosse area U.S. Representative Ron Kind, a Democrat, told the media that politics has gotten too mean-spirited and vicious.
It's one of the reasons why I'm a big supporter of Joe Biden. Joe Biden doesn't see a red America or a blue America. He sees a red, white, and blue America. And the need for us to come together now more than ever, as we're dealing with a global pandemic, which is still taking too many lives in our communities.
But President Trump appeared to send his rally-goers home happy last night in West Salem, including Steve Long.
And look what he's done with our economy, and look what he's done with China as far as tariffs and everything on it, bringing jobs back to the States. And he's just doing a great job.
The GOP's late push to carry Wisconsin again continues today when Vice President Mike Pence campaigns in Mosinee. Democrat Joe Biden is expected to visit Wisconsin on Friday. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.